can you start to actually attract the people that you want to work with, the projects you want to take on, and the people that see you and appreciate you and will celebrate your worth with you as you see it in them? Can you start to create that type of clientele today? Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes.
You know?
You absolutely can.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to another episode. Let me make an announcement here real quick, so we'll chill.
Got announcements going all day because we're at a tattoo convention.
That's right.
The Evergreen Tattoo Invitational.
That's right.
In Eugene, Oregon.
That's right.
And it's been fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah.
They've had a lot of really good things to announce, so that's why the voice keeps coming on.
Man, like my man said, we are here in Oregon. 2019 Evergreen Invitational, put it on by Joshua Carlton and Riley Smith. This is the show that you've got to be deemed good enough, worthy enough to be invited to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, I don't know how I got invited.
Man, you know, for you viewers, for you listeners, I hope you can relate. But I don't know if you can relate when you travel along this journey made up of moments that we call life, and you've lived half of your life only to run into somebody, a brother or a sister that you just connect with on a level of love and frequency, and you ask yourself, my God, how have I never known you until now? Have you ever just ran into somebody and you immediately connected and knew, holy shit, this is a brother. I love you already. What's your name?
Yes.
And folks, that happened to us. That happened to me just the other night at the meet and greet when we got here to the show. I'd like to introduce you to that brother in my life right now, none other than my new brother and good friend, Winnie.
Thank you.
Winnie.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, man. And what's your Instagram?
It's Winnie the Drew.
Winnie the Drew.
Yes.
And any and all ways to follow you, we're going to link up in the show notes.
Yes, yes,
guys,
yes.
Guys, this is my good brother, Winnie, an amazing tattoo artist. Where are you from, Winnie?
I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
Yeah, born and raised. Okay. I live out in a little farm town in Utah.
Okay, yeah, he looks like a farmer, don't he?
Yes, I do.
You know what? Me too. I was raised on a farm. I used to have to feed cows every morning before I got on the school bus.
Oh, shit.
I went and gathered eggs for grandma and shit, but I do not look like that guy. You know?
Yeah.
I get it, man. There's something to be said to being raised in that type of culture.
Yes,
you know, we've traveled
the
world, which is awesome, but I thank God for growing up on
where
a farm.
Where we came from.
Yeah, where we came from.
Roots.
My goodness, you guys are about to find out why Winnie is a brother and why out of everyone here, I wanted him to be on the podcast today. I had other people that were scheduled before I even arrived here. But after meeting Winnie the other night, I was like, my God, will you please be on this podcast? And here we are.
Thank you.
Happy day.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, dude. I'm thankful you asked me to be here.
My goodness. So this podcast actually is for tattooers, not limited to, but pretty much. But this is more based on what I like to call the art form of building relationships and to teach and help inspire and encourage tattooers to see themselves, their self-worth, their proper value, to know that, and then to learn how to properly convey that. So many guys were never taught. So many guys got good with a liner and a shader. But when it comes to talking about money, all of a sudden they get backwards and weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people know that they're not good at that and never will be. And so they have assistance to do those things for them. But most of us do not have that luxury. So that's one thing this podcast is about. Another thing is so many cats have the misconception that you can't really be fully booked all the time and become successful and really make a good living at this career until you reach a high status in your technical ability and 200K followers on Instagram. Once you're, you know, like so many artists here, then once you're good, then you can be fully booked. Then you can be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not true.
No, not at all.
Because they're all walks of life and dudes in their own hometown, in their own city, in their own community. If they understand the art form of building relationships and putting proper value on themselves, that they can already be successful, already be fully booked, and earn a good living now as they continue to learn and grow in their technical ability.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's my heart to inspire our brothers and sisters and to teach them how to do that. Because they're full of excuses, like, well, I could never be like you, or, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what's begun this journey, you know? And so Winnie and I haven't talked much business, and so I want to touch on that a little bit, and then, of course, we'll get into other things, leading to your story of this weekend. Mm-hmm. But on a business tip, you know, I know you have your own assistant to do that, but I also feel like before you have an assistant, that you're a guy that could represent yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just second nature. I represent myself in the fullest. I'm not, you know, I'm not religious or super patriotical for anything outside of, like, myself. I don't, like, I rep my city and where I'm from. I'm not, I mean, I represent me and my energy.
That's
what I mean? And that's what I can speak for personally.
That's right.
And in a business sense, a lot of artists are able to express themselves artistically and visually. And so that's why they make art in the first place, you know. But not every artist is able to express themselves in a manner that is presentable. I mean, not presentable, but a lot of artists just don't know how to express themselves and sell their art and speak for their art, you know, because your art can speak for itself, but it only goes so far. You have to be able to market yourself and be show your most genuine, true self in a way that makes people want to get tattooed by you or whatever it is that you do, you know.
That's
not necessarily just a tattoo artist, whether you're a construction consultant that needs to represent yourself in a way to get clients, or you're a tattoo artist, you know.
That's
what I mean? Tattoo artists specifically, I think we have it very easy. We can do anything we want. We get to be creative all the time.
That's right.
And with business, that's a huge advantage, is being able to be creative with it.
Yeah.
You know, and so...
Do you mind if I ask you how you operate and what your rates are? Is it hourly?
Not
is
at
it
all,
by
yeah.
the day? And what are your rates?
My rates for tattoos, I charge $2,500 per day.
Okay.
Or I'll do a double day session for $4,000.
Okay.
Those are my rates right now. Okay. I also do, once in a while, I'll do little micro portraits, like the size of a
$1,000.
Those tiny little ones.
Yeah.
I'll do those for $800.
Okay.
But those are my rates.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because I do day rates too, and a common question on the consumer end is, what does the day consist of, and how much time is that, you know? And one, we need to properly communicate to the customer without also confining ourselves and then having a breakdown, and whether it's unclear or false expectations, now they're pissed or something, you know, because we want it to be a blessing and a great journey together. And we don't ever want to be in a boat where the client's all of a sudden now, like, expecting, like, or trying to run the show, or sitting there, like, all of a sudden going south, you know, take all the fun out of it. So I try and clearly convey everything on the front end, so there's no false expectations. Even like a guy myself, I'm a guy that takes breaks. And I need to get away, even step away from the piece. Well, I tell them that on the front end, so that when I'm taking breaks, I'm not sitting there like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as much as, you know, one, we can know who we are, how we operate, and then properly convey that. And I still don't pretend clocks exist. So even though I have a flat day rate, that may change and vary, but I at least try and communicate with the client, this is the goal for the day.
Yeah.
To hit this goal, whether that happens in 8 hours or 12 or seven or whatever, today, you know, I'm giving myself to you today. We're spending it together. This is the goal today.
Yes.
And it, let's shoot to hit this as long as you can hang. Is your similar? Or?
Yes, and I think that's important, because when you give your client like an idea, and not so much an expectation, but this is my goal. This is what I'm going for.
Yes.
However long it takes, I'm here for you this much.
Yeah.
Then that's really all you can ask for, you know. And as a tattoo collector as well, because I get tattooed,
I've gotten tattooed every other week for the past 2 years. I get tattooed more than anyone I know.
Damn.
Yeah, and so I collect. Like, I go, I fly everywhere I can to go get tattooed by different artists, you know? And so as a collector, I can respect when, you know, I'm given the rundown. Like, this is how I operate. This is what I'm presenting. This is what I expect from you. If we can work it out, let's do it. And so, you know, letting people know exactly, you know, what they can expect from you. And, you know, this is what the pieces I do, and they see your portfolio or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's really the best you can do. And that's really all we can do is the best we can.
Man, there's so many other variables that are out of our control that we can not predict.
Mm-hmm.
Is your cord long enough to come around? Because when you move, I want to make sure you get my brother's whole face, because he's just that beautiful.
I got a good side over here, too.
Yeah. So I didn't know if you can walk around. You know, yeah, you too, AV.
AV, do you have your mic? Do you want to mic me up? Do you want to go grab that?
Yeah, so you can definitely do that.
Just bring the whole case over.
And anything leading up to this, we can share the audio with you. But
Cool. Then we're good. Tell Todd.
Are you okay with that? If we share our audio with you?
Yeah, okay. We can just take this audio. Does that work? Can we do that? Okay, cool.
You guys are the techies. You guys are our backbone.
Does that work, or would it be easier to mic me up? Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
I heard him ask you twice. No. Okay.
Perfect.
Very cool, man.
So, yeah, that's kind of...
I know so many people. Do you have artists that are either in your own home or artists in your circle that you know that just don't charge what they're worth, don't charge enough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, a lot of artists. And that's something that's like... that's something that I think is... super important to instill into people, letting them know how to not only recognize their own value, but convey that to people.
That's right.
In a way that's like, okay, I trust them, because that's really all it takes for someone to let you tattoo them is trust.
Yes.
And nothing feels better than that. You know, that's right there with love. To be able to trust someone feels so good. And that's so like, that just brings tranquility to someone to know they can trust you. So if you can let them know, you can trust me, I got you.
Yeah.
And this is all it takes in a dollar form. Like, it doesn't matter what the dollar form is. Mm. There came a time when I realized that. And this was not too long ago. This was this last year.
Okay.
I was charging $1,000 a day, and I was just, I'll tattoo for fucking 12 hours. I'll go for 14 hours. I'll sit there until I'm obsessive with this. And so I pour my all into this. And so, you know, I feel great accepting that blessing back in a dollar form that I can provide for my family with. You know what I mean? So I didn't feel bad about doing this, but I doubled my price in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I feel like I'm worth double because of where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And I've been hooking everyone up and it's time to get paid like I should be paid. And now I'm charging $2,000 a day. And my business increased. It started booming more.
Yeah.
My clientele went up. It just got more crazy. And recognizing that value and like standing by that and claiming that power and by being like, this is what I charge, this is what I'm worth, and letting people know that and saying it in a way that's confident so they know, like, if someone was to ask me, like, how much you charge, I'm like, oh, I'll do it for like 1,200. You know, you say it like that. They're like, okay, I can haggle this dude down. Like, he doesn't feel like he's worth it.
Yeah.
But when someone comes to me, they're like, what's your price? I'm like, it's going to be $4,000 for that. And they're going to fucking love it. It's going to be the best tattoo ever. They're going to be like,
that's right.
Here, I'll give you five.
That's
like,
right.
You know, it feels good to be able to trust somebody. And money doesn't become an issue at that point. And for a lot of tattooers, I mean, on a business aspect, that is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of people out there doing amazing work, you know, that, you know. And I mean, it's all subjective. I'm not to say you should charge more or whatever, but like, I would pay more. I get tattooed by a lot of people. I'm like, damn, for real. Like, and I always like get the homie hookup or whatever. But and, I mean, I still throw a fat tip. But I still like give what I, you know, because like I understand when I get tattooed by someone, they've been working their whole life to get to that point to be able to share and express their soul with me in a way that is as like sacred as it is in the form of a tattoo.
Man,
like fucking please take my money and I like what can I give you? Like I like to, you know, tip fat and give them a really heartfelt gift.
I love that, man.
And that's what it's about. That. Like on a business aspect, like people, especially tattoo artists, need to recognize that they are worth what they charge and charge it and be okay with charging that and not feel bad. Cause I know a lot of people feel bad. Like even me, I just, you know, even this weekend, I didn't make any money. I spent a lot of money, but it's not about that. Yeah. You know, it's, and a lot of artists are about the art. They do it because they're passionate about it.
That's right.
And so,
and we can't have both. People, it's not neither or.
Yeah. It's not either or. And you shouldn't feel guilty. I see a lot of artists feel guilty about charging a ton. It's like, you know,
that's right.
That's the market, baby. You know,
that's right. Well, at first, we're going to get into why you didn't make any money this weekend. We're going to get into that. But other, and you keep saying feeling guilty, and that's because the only other way I can say it is so many artists, we can say people, but let's stay in our lane for a minute, is because they have a, what I just call, until I think of a better way to express it, a weird emotional connection with money.
Yes.
And they start attaching morality to it. I know a dude that like his day rate's $1,200 a day and he's totally okay with that. All of a sudden $1,300 becomes a morality issue. Now all of a sudden you're a bad dude if you charge more than $1,200 in his eyes. And it's like, where's that fucking line? But it's weird that it ever becomes a morality issue because one, we have the right to know who we are and grow in who we are and define that as we become more enlightened to our own identity, our own purpose, our own self-worth, and then properly convey that. And what I'm getting at is the dudes that I hear that charge more than me is never makes me mad. I don't all of a sudden decide that dude's a bad guy. And so there's, on a morality tip, there's to me no such thing as charging too much.
Yeah, no.
If a dude, you know, for example, like, you know, I heard of the, you know, this is just an example, the Russian that was here last year, his day rate's $10,000 a day.
Good for him. He's getting paid.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. And that's how they do it in Russia.
You know, like killing it, which is beautiful. The last thing, like you just laughed like, fuck yeah. The last thing was any anger rose up in you. You know what I'm saying? I love seeing homies win. You know what I'm saying? But also the people that get mad at him, they're disregarding the whole, they're almost insulting the client because he ain't holding a gun to nobody's head.
No.
He knows who he is. He's decided his own self-worth. He properly conveys that. And the client gets to decide, you know what? I see value in you in that. And I want you, I choose you on purpose.
Exactly.
They weren't manipulated. There was no gun. You know what I'm saying?
The way I see it is like, would you, if you went up to somebody sitting in a Lamborghini and you're like, huh, you stupid motherfucker, what is that? They're going to be like, oh, can't believe this idiot thinks I give a shit about what he cares about.
That's right.
What I'm spending my money on.
That's
you know,
right.
It's like
that's
there's
right.
value there that it's placed. But no one's going to care. And,
that's right.
So,
that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Yeah. So my heart, for whatever reason, goes out to all these tattooers that have poured their whole soul, their being, their whole fucking life into this. And the missing ingredient is not knowing their self-worth or, like you said, feeling bad about growing in their own self-worth, let alone even if they, because everyone's at different levels, the guys that have grown and believe they are worth more, but now they don't have the nuts to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
My heart is for them. I want to help them.
You know what it is? This is how this is how to empower them, I believe, is instilling a sense of confidence. Self-confidence is fucking gold when it comes to recognizing your value and demanding that value be met plus added tax on top.
That's right.
Because when there was a point in my life when I was not leading a life with confidence. And I felt guilty for charging a lot. I had very low prices that I even felt bad about those.
Okay.
And even at that point in my life, I couldn't even talk to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was too shy to talk to a girl. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I was good enough for a lot of things. And it wasn't a sense of my art not being good enough or me not believing my art was good enough.
Mm.
It was more of a personal, it was a deeper issue than that, you know?
Yes,
and it was
the fucking confidence that I instilled in myself through practice and working out that confidence muscle in my heart to give that gift to myself, because that's a true gift. Because if this feeling that I feel now that I wake up with every day that makes me walk with my chest out of my head up, if I could go back and give that to myself 5-6 years ago, I would change instantly overnight. But it doesn't happen overnight. It has to be given in small increments daily, and daily affirmations and certain things that help boost people's confidence and letting them know, like, you are good enough. You deserve to believe in yourself because this, this, and this. You've done this, this, and this. These are the steps to get here. If you want to get here, this is how I can help you here. And a lot of that is, I believe, instilling a sense of self-confidence in people
that
they can use to their power and benefit, to not only be like, hey, bro, this is my price and I feel really good about it. And like, this is something priceless. I'm giving you some priceless.
Man.
This is a piece of my soul that, like, you know, it's a blessing to even be able to pay for stuff like this.
You know.
And so when people can say that with confidence, that makes all the difference. And not only that, but moving forward artistically and being like, this is the type of art that's going to make me a better artist and give you the best result. And that's why people come to us. They want our best art.
That's right.
They don't come to us and say, I want your halfway best mediocre shit.
Right.
Everyone wants you to do the best that you can do. And so when you provide people the avenue to do that with saying, hey, this is my style, I'm sticking to it because this is what I love and this is how you're going to get the best tattoo from me. You say that with confidence?
Yes.
You can't really say that without confidence.
That's right.
Because, and once you have that, you know, my whole career changed. My art evolved. I evolved as a human being, if that's what I am.
Yeah.
And, my business grew. I started thriving. Financially, I was thriving emotionally and mentally. I was just happier physically, you know. Is happier. Like, confidence does so much for us with the way that the way that we walk to the way that we talk, to the way that we perform every day and the decisions that we make. That's so deeply rooted in how we feel with ourselves. And a lot of that has to do with our own self-dialogue, you know, and what we're saying to ourselves in our mind, because the way that we talk to other people, that says a lot about us. But the way that we talk to ourselves, you know, that's what it really is. Because if I'm expressing love and telling everyone, like, I love you, bro, and they know that, you know that I mean that. But when I look myself in the eye in the mirror, can I really understand that I love myself in a way that's, like, empowering and, like, positively influential to the way that I'm making my decisions? Because when our self-affirmations and our own personal dialogue in our mind is instilling confidence and not giving us doubts, then our life will slowly change. It's not going to happen overnight, but I think that that's where the real change in my career happened, is when I started telling myself, like, you know, I'm proud of where I'm at and where I'm going. I'm confident with what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing and I trust myself. And I deserve everyone else's trust enough to put ink into their body and let them pay me for it.
Yes, thank you. And that's why when you were talking that confidence, I was hearing in you until you actually finally said it, that part of your that definition of confidence was self-love.
And
having it for yourself first, because then only then can we give it. And when we're walking in confidence and self-love, then it not only is contagious, but we have it to give as if others are a reflection in the mirror. And that's what allows you, because a few minutes ago when I asked you about your prices and you said, yo, it used to be half price, now I'm this. And if someone was walk up to you and ask you how much, you'd be like, yo, that'd be $4,000. To guys that struggle with that, you made it seem so easy. You just did it. And it was so simple. And there wasn't much emotion, meaning like it wasn't personal. That's just who you are, because you know who you are and have defined who you are, how you operate. So it's easy. And there it wasn't personal. The dude that came ask you, that wasn't your answer for him after you decided what you thought about him. That's your answer for anybody.
It's everybody.
And so it ain't personal. And that's why, but you made it seem easy because it is easy once someone knows it. And this again is what I want to help other brothers define who they are, how they operate, and then it becomes easy to convey. If you and I went shopping through Walmart and, like, we're in the paper towel aisle and I asked you, I was like, yo, Winnie, how much are the paper towels? You're going to look up
look at the price tag, look back at me, and just spout off the price. It ain't personal. I'm not going to get pissed at you for telling me that. That's just how much it costs, and I get to decide, do I want you to put them in the cart or not?
Yes, you know exactly. What I'm saying?
And it is that easy. But so many guys get all fucking weird, and they are the guys like, I don't know, $1,200 like you. Mm-hmm. You know, like you acted out a few minutes ago. And so many dudes do that. And even when I was coming up, there were badasses. Dudes in my shop had 7 years on me that were like teaching me how to, and I would watch them. Someone would come in and it's easily an $800,000 tattoo. And then all of a sudden he'd get backwards and be like, $300. But it's like he's asking them.
Yeah. Cool. Like, is that okay? Is that how much it costs?
Right. Yeah. You know? And so they're obviously going to agree, especially with art. The average consumer doesn't know how to put value on art. So if we don't do it ourselves, they're going to.
Exactly. Yes. We have to be the one that puts the value. You're exactly right.
They don't know.
They have no idea.
So many people devalue art. Because another reason why this is important is because all the motherfuckers that once we do know who we are and how we convey it, still want to try and test that. And tell us what they think it our worth should be, as if they fucking have a clue.
If they have the monopoly on the market, and it's like we as artists, we put our value on our art, whatever we feel like that art is worth, whatever we feel like our creation is worth. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you're talking about the art, because a brother that inspired me and helped me grow along the way and he's a tattooer. Is he first and foremost, knowing that we're just visitors here, knowing that our visit here is temporal, that we're not, you know, and knowing that there's only 24 hours in a day, and who I choose to spend my time with, thank you for spending your time with me today, you know, but who I choose to spend my time with not only matters, but I can't spend it with the whole world today. And so he first puts value on his time as a human, if that's what he is. On the planet, on who he's even spending his time with today, in essence, who he's giving his time away to, first and foremost. And within that time, he is giving them his art from his soul along with that. But he puts value on his time first today, who he's given it to. This day has never been here before, and it'll never be here again, and I'm choosing you.
Yes,
that's valuable.
That's rare. You know? There's only that.
He came at me like that.
And then, wow, okay.
His time, he's doing a tattoo in this time.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And what the consumer doesn't realize, too, is all the energy and time we lend ourselves over to in the pre-production process, laying on our pillow at night, thinking about the piece for next Wednesday and how I'm going to lay it out, how I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? All of the stuff we put into a piece before the day ever comes.
Not to mention the years of practice.
God.
The years of waking up early and staying up late.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, doing what we had to do to get here today to be able to do what I'm doing on you today.
Absolutely.
The years of blood, sweat, and tears just to be able to pull off what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm.
It all needs to be factored in, and first and foremost by the artist, and so the artist can properly convey that in love, in excitement, and with that confidence.
Yes.
That's bringing the value, but also giving the client clear perception on what's really going on today. An education, if you will, so that the collector can be more hip to that, know it better, have a deeper appreciation for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said a few minutes ago, then it ain't about the money.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And even more so than the art, because art is priceless, you know, like we said, but even more so than that is the experience. You know,
a lot
of people that get tattooed by me, almost all of my clients, they don't give a fuck what I tattoo on them. I think most of the time they wouldn't even notice if I didn't tattoo them. They want to get tattooed by me because it's me.
Yeah.
And so that's why they say, do anything you want.
Mm.
I just want you on my body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just want something from me that they can carry with themselves for the rest of their life. And they trust me to make them feel a certain way, and they know that with me it's guaranteed experience. They know it with me it's a guaranteed feeling that they're going to get, and that's what they're paying for. They're also getting a badass masterpiece in the process, but what they're getting is from that day that they spend with me, that is their fucking day. That is the day of days
for them and for us. And that is the only day that exists at that point in time. And
that's
so
right.
They get all my energy. They are the fucking that's king. I want them to feel like it is every birthday they ever had
Man.
On that day today.
Man.
And then after that, they get to carry that feeling on forever. Because they will not only remember that here, but they'll have a mark on their body that every time they look down, they're like, holy fuck. Let me tell you about this day.
Man,
that was my
so
fucking
good.
Day.
This is so good. And that happens and it goes either way. You're talking about a great experience. And the foundation of that is you caring and caring about them.
Yeah.
And realizing this is bigger than a tattoo.
Yes.
Now, you know, that's why when I met, I knew you were my brother. Fuck.
Yeah.
Even the rest of the crew, after we met, it was like, man, he's your twin.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, I connected right when you saw me. I was like,
yeah.
I know why Avi wants me to talk to this guy.
That's
I don't
right.
know what about yet.
That's
but
right.
I can see it in his aura.
Yeah, brother. Yep.
Yep.
And caring so much. Because on the flip side, the dudes that don't care, they don't give a fuck, they don't know love. There are people walking around with tattoos that's a negative reminder.
Yes.
You know.
And that's so, like, that speaks volumes just as much positive love and a great of an experience. If it's on the opposite end of the spectrum, it can be a horrible thing for people. You know, I know countless people, and I'm sure you do too, just as every other artist does, who have had a bad tattoo experience. You know, I have even given them. There was a time when there are people who have gotten my tattoos removed. There are times when people didn't like the experience so much, like and it's all a learning process.
That's
you
right.
know what I mean?
That's right.
But if there is ever a time when an artist is stuck in that part of their journey where they're not delivering the ultimate experience for their clients that they could, there are the problems that are rooted in, you know, not enough self-love, not enough confidence, not enough whatever it is in their process. But that's not to say that can't be fixed. And it's,
man,
you know, it's
you.
Like, it's people like you that are, you know, putting, you know, helping and sharing knowledge and sharing that positive energy to, you know, cast out the, the bullshit in the community. Because there are those bad experiences.
Yeah.
But with more education and more awareness of certain things, deeper rooted problems, they are, you know, they transcend tattooing, just in the human psyche of the people that are tattooing, then the tattoo industry and community as a whole will rise up. There will be less bad tattoo experiences. There will be more good tattoo experiences. And those good tattoo experiences are only going to elevate and get better. And, you know, people are going to start collaborating and being creative with each other and building and doing things like this.
Yeah, brother.
And sharing moments like this.
That's right.
But and we are, you know, we there are beacons of light like this moment right now that are helping tattoo artists.
Man, Winnie, thank you. And I'll tell you what, you know, you and I earlier were over there kicking it with Kyle Cotterman. And Kyle was around when I was started as an apprentice, right? And I came straight in the house as the beacon of light. Not because I was like, I'm going to be the beacon. That's just who I was. And I'm used to me. I hang out with me every day. You know what I'm saying? I did not realize that it was going to be so foreign in this industry. And back then, I didn't think it was foreign in the industry. I just thought it was foreign in the shop I was in. We had all these dudes that didn't know love, hard around the edges, full of ego, cool guy in every butt, you know what I'm saying? And before you knew it, when I still was a remedial tattooer, basically sucked, dudes in the house had 7 years on me that could tattoo circles around me. I was fully fucking booked, and they're sitting on the couch talking shit, twiddling their thumbs, waiting on a walk-in that they're going to maybe fight over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as time went over, then the next people that would come in the door are here for me.
It's because your energy.
And they couldn't figure out why the fuck am I fully booked and they're not, when they're all better than me.
And it's not this.
No.
They're not getting they're not paying for this.
No.
They're paying for this.
That's right. And I tried to like break it down on the simplest terms and told them it's because I give a fuck. It's because I care. And I couldn't believe that they didn't. And here was the deal. I would see it all the time. Someone would come in to consult with them and maybe want like a little lily on their arm or a little cancer ribbon or something small that, no, sure, it wasn't going to be a bitch and gnarly skull for their portfolio at the time. So the artist would go through the motions because they ain't got shit else going on. Be like, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, have a seat. Let me go ahead and get set up. And it's all in their energy. What in what I couldn't believe, what they couldn't see or understand was that person.
That means something to
it
them.
It means everything to them. They yes. were scared to come in here. It took courage. They stepped out of the shower today looking at their arm one last time. They listened to their favorite song on the way. They were excited, nervous, and scared, only to get walked yes. in and met with someone who's a cool guy like, yeah, I can have a seat. You know, so when they come to me, I was like, fuck yeah, and I was honored. Yes. I'm going to give them the best lily possible, and I am, like, celebrating them in the beginning that this is even happening, knowing that it means, but and they used to think, and they couldn't get it. They used to make fun of me, and Kyle was a test to it. I was made fun of then. I'm made fun of still to this day, and that was almost 13 years ago. Okay, in our circles, and Kyle's, he has watched me, and Kyle even talked recently. He can't believe, like, because so many dudes think I'm fake. Like, surely no one's that nice. Like, what's really his angle? This motherfucker ain't real.
Because I see
so
the genuinity in your eyes, yeah, my dude. Like,
well, I know you do, because you're the same way. That's why dudes that just don't know it. After a while, they'll be like, holy fuck, he is real. And, you know, and this is where I'm feeling a shift happening.
Yeah.
Because for years, and even me and Josh Carlton were talking yesterday, because he's a sweetheart, you know what I'm saying? And he's realized he's been tattooing 20 years, and there's always been like this tough guy, cool guy deal, not knowing love, not giving a fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's a shift in the industry to where more and more people, you know, especially on a consumer level, want to be with a guy that does give a fuck and someone that cares.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And two, more and more artists, you know, more people are becoming artists, and I think more people are becoming tattooers that actually know love, and others are becoming more open to it as a different way of being.
Yes.
You know.
It's good. That's so good. The world is evolving. It's a good
That's
thing.
Why I like that you said process. Instead of just being so quick to write a dude off like, yeah, he don't fucking know, that you weren't quick to do that at all. That you just recognize this is where this man or woman or artist is in their process.
Yeah, that's just where they're at. You know, I don't, I try not to get attached to the way that someone is right then, because I know the possibilities.
Yeah.
And I also know where I was at. You know, I was in a very dark place at times. You know, there were times when I didn't even want to be here. And so I know what it's like to go through the shit to achieve, you know, a dream that once seemed impossible. And no matter where someone's at, it's possible, you know, with enough love and care for, you know, yourself and your craft and what you're doing. You, no matter if you've been tattooing for 50 years and you haven't got it yet, or you're about to start your first tattoo in an hour.
Yeah.
It does not matter.
Yes.
The energy that you pour into that tattoo is going to transcend that moment. That's and that right. is important.
Yes. And the energy you're going to pour into the person that you're doing the tattoo
on. Exactly. No one wants to come into a tattoo artist's chair and feel like a burden.
My God.
No one ever comes into my chair and feels like I'm, you know, like annoyed or like I don't want to do that. I let them, I thank the fuck out of my clients. They all know how much it means to me. They trust me to do that for them. And so they love it. It's about the experience for them. It's about the feeling that they're going to get. You know, like you said, they just got ready to have the day of days. They just listened to their favorite song and had the best shower of their life. They want an experience that is going to be positive and powerful. That every time that they look at that tattoo, they are going to be happy and they're not going to, you know, feel like a burden. Whatever you make them feel in that moment, they are going to carry that feeling with them, and that should be something legendary, powerful, loving, and positive. And that's what tattooing is about. And with that shift, with more artists coming into the community with this positive, loving, caring mindset, you know, that's the way the tattoos are going. Tattoos are getting better.
Yes.
You know, it's not, it's not because fucking technology, is because people care. People care to make these designs.
Yeah.
People are losing sleep to put passion into their work.
The bar's being raised.
The bar is being raised daily. I come to these shows and I realize that my bar is now raised because I am inspired by other people's art, other people's mindset, other people's ambitions, other people's process. You know, I see other people where they're at, and no matter where someone's at in their own process, putting yourself in a setting to grow purposely and then being open to that, you're always going to elevate.
My goodness. Yes. Yeah. You've touched on so many great things, man. And, you know, people won't always remember what you said, but they're always going to remember how we made them feel.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's so, so good. And it's so, so important. And again, I thank God for the shift. You know, and the things we've been talking about, I know already there are listeners or viewers right now. It's like, okay, 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 I can get with this. And then all the excuses are rolling in. But no one at my shop's like you guys. You know what I'm saying? And, or I don't know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? Or I feel like I fall flat on my face. I mean, you guys make it seem cool, but I'm not like you guys. I mean, look at us. So many people, be, you know, the excuses are rolling in. But we know that they can.
You can
do all that just as they are. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Creator put them here too for a fucking reason, and we don't need them fucking around being nobody but them. We need them to be them, and they are powerful.
Yes.
You guys are powerful.
Yes.
As you are.
Every single one
let's
of you.
Let's join me and let's just encourage our viewers and our listeners right now, just to encourage them that they already have the goods inside them now to charge more, to be more.
Trust me, you guys.
You know.
You guys. You were born with every single thing you ever already needed to achieve your dreams and to get every single thing out of this life that you want. And the only ideas that you have in your mind that you can't, the fears and limiting beliefs that you may be having, is only put there by societal influences and beliefs and situational influences that make you feel like you have to be a certain way or that you can't do something.
And they're just stories.
And they're just stories. They're just, it's just false. It's just fucking smoke. None of that is true.
That's
everything
right.
that you fucking need, you already have.
That's
and you just need to peel back those layers of the ideas that other people have put on you and own your own personal power and fucking demand the life that you want because you fucking deserve it.
Yes.
And you deserve to love yourself in the way that you've always wanted to be loved.
Yep.
And it was never from someone else.
That's right.
It was always just meant to be from yourself, you know, and that self-love that is directed to yourself from the true, genuine spirit inside of you, your higher self. When that is given to you, then you will never hesitate, and you never deserve to ever hesitate again about charging your worth, demanding the lifestyle that you love and gaining that power to not only feel good about yourself, but to share that with people, because we have a beautiful fucking opportunity to change people's lives with the tattoos that we give them.
Yep.
And so not only do you deserve to be able to experience giving that gift, but the people that you are tattooing deserve to give have that gift be given to them by someone that loves themselves knows that they deserve to be in that moment.
That's right.
Doing that tattoo.
And people are attracted to that. People are attracted to love. People are attracted to confidence. So can you charge more? Do you wish? Have you been devaluing yourself? Can you charge more? Like right now, in a moment's decision, the answer is yes.
Yes.
When you do, are you worth more than what you've been giving yourself credit for? The answer is yes. You
always
may say,
yes.
You may say, well, Matt, Winnie, you ain't looking at my portfolio. No, I'm looking at your existence here.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at your heart here. The answer is yes. Can you? Yes. Can you start to attract your ideal client? Can you start to actually attract the people that you want to work with, the projects you want to take on and the people that see you and appreciate you and will celebrate your worth with you as you see it in them. Can you start to create that type of clientele today? Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes.
You know?
You absolutely can.
Absolutely can. Yes. And you're coming, and this is coming from Kat, so we ain't always like been where we're at. This is just where we're at in our journey, and mm-hmm. our hearts are pouring out to turn around and give it back to you all mm-hmm. to give you permission to go ahead and be you now. Yes. You know, did you share with me the other night at one point you were almost homeless or on the streets or just
yes,
really?
Dude. Yeah, okay. I was, man. There was a time when I was homeless, bro. I was sleeping in my car, bouncing around, sleeping on my homies' couches. I remember there was a time when I had $52 to my name and not a fucking clue what to do with myself.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a tattoo machine and a will to fucking live. Yeah, and that is about it.
Okay, brother. Good. And that wasn't like 80 years ago. You know what I'm saying? A
couple years
like,
ago, dude.
Okay.
I was not always in the position that I am now to be traveling the world with a group of my best friends, living life to the absolute fullest.
Yes.
That was a dream, an absolute dream 2 years ago.
Jeez, just 2 years ago. Anything is possible in your life can change in just fucking 2 years. Everything can change.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I was in jail at a point. I was in jail with this guy at a point. There was a time when we were like, what the fuck are we gonna do, You know, like, and no matter where your journey takes you, it doesn't fucking matter. There's always opportunity in life. As long as there's air in your lungs and you are breathing, you have the golden ticket opportunity, bro. We had a 1 in a trillion chance of being the sperm that made it to the egg. It is not an accident we're here. We're here for a purpose.
That's right.
And as tattoo artists that recognize our purpose, taking that personal power and owning it to deliver the best tattoo experience that we can is a blessing. And I just love seeing everyone excel along their journey. And whatever I can do to help, you know, push that and, you know, be that beacon that lights the way for other people to do it, you know, I want to strive to try and do that.
That's right, brother. And you know what? Something I learned years ago, even before I was a tattoo artist and I was a muralist, right? And I realized when I didn't have self-respect, and there was times where I was desperate, like I'd go to bid a job and I needed this job. So I was desperate. So part of me, like I was going to drop my price just to try and make sure they accepted my bid versus maybe the others. And throughout all those times, I wasn't respected. I wasn't attractive. And whether I dropped my price out of desperation or try and tell myself, like, I'm going to drop it because I'm going to try and bless them, it was never appreciated and it wasn't respected. And then if I did get the job, they didn't appreciate it and almost walked over me the whole fucking time. And I remember, and I learned this on accident because I went into a home, this was in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they wanted me to bid doing a mural and faux painting their home. And after spending just a few minutes with the husband and the wife, and they were just covered in yuck, and I knew I didn't want this job because I didn't want to work with them and didn't want to work for them.
Yeah.
And so on purpose, and it was, you know, maybe like a $4,000 job, but I was in their home. They wanted a quote, and they wanted it right then and there, verbal. Since I didn't want it, I overbid.
Yeah. Give him the fuck off forever price.
Give him the fuck off forever price.
That's what we call that.
And I remember telling him, like, you know, but I had to back up my fuck off forever price, but I was fronting. And so I was like, you know, I'll do this for 12 grand. You know what I'm saying? And they instantly was like shocked, had sticker shock, because I think I was the fifth or sixth person to bid. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, all our other bids came in at $3,000 or $4,000. Yours is 12. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, if you want the best, but cool, I understand. Hey, it was nice meeting both of you, you know, because I'm thinking I do not want to come back here.
They call you back?
They call me back the next day, and it's like, man, like, you were like, way good. More. We want the best. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was fucking blown away, and they respected me because of it. I learned that shit on accident.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And it didn't teach me, like, I'm going to be a motherfucking headbuster. It taught me, because then I got to put that in practice. practice of at least putting proper value on the job and standing by it with confidence. And I got respected and I got more business every time. Kind of like what you said, you doubled your price. Now all of a sudden you're more booked than ever. And people are like, you know what I'm saying? Because you know your value, you're placing value. Now other people know how to appreciate the value because it's been created.
Yes.
And expressed.
And they have to be given that. And as tattoo clients, as the people who are getting tattooed, they need to be told how it goes.
Yes. You
know, they're coming into this unknowingly. Mm-hmm. They don't know what you charge, how you work, or whatever. It's all, you know, everyone works different.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to tell them. And people like to be told what to do, you know.
Yeah.
Same concept applies with, for me, hitting on girls.
Mm.
You know, girls like to be told, like, how they look or whatever, and how it's gonna, you know, whatever it is, they like to be courted.
Sure
You know,
yeah,
clients like to be courted, they like to be taken care of, they like to be know that they are in the passenger seat. You know, they like to know that when they're getting in this car, whoever's in the driver's seat is in control and knows exactly what they're doing. And so I could charge $10,000 and I would still be just as booked up for just as long, you know. And I think that you know, it doesn't really matter to a certain, because there's always that bracket of clientele. That's what people need to understand. Is we could never, there are so many fucking humans on this planet, we could never tattoo all of them collectively.
That's right.
We just could never.
Right.
And so for there ever to be competitiveness and people trying to compare themselves to another artist,
yes,
it just doesn't make sense, because there are enough people on this planet you to have your exact own market of people who only want to get tattooed by only you.
Thank you.
And you could still never tattoo them all.
Thank you. And you know, one thing we always say amongst ourselves was, you could drop your prices fucking peanuts to the lowest dirt level, and there will still always be people that think it's too much and ain't gonna pay it.
Yeah.
Then you can raise your prices to what you think is too high, and there will still always be people that will pay it.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? So again, it's not back to the bar of your sticker or your price tag. It's knowing who the fuck you are and how to
know who the fuck you are.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because that's what it is. It's there. For example, if you were to compare it to something on a business standpoint, let's compare it to fashion, brands. Yeah. You know, there's people that are buying $500,000, $1 million Rolexes for a watch, and it's made of the same shit. It's made in a different way and it's put different care, but that's because it's that certain brand. You know, as artists, we are creating our brand however we want, and it is truly purely us.
That's right.
Whoever I am, you know, whoever it, the person that I am is, that's what people are paying for in that moment. So what's that worth? It's like, fuck, you can't pay me for me, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's
but as an art, we put a price on it, and we can charge anything we want. And that's our personal, that says a lot about like how we may value our art or whatever ourselves, like we've said.
Yeah.
So knowing that, accepting that, and truly loving yourself, that's going to make your prices go up.
And that's right. Every time. And so for the people listening or watching that say, that's all good, them brothers are extreme, I would just be happy if I could have XYZ. Well, that's the whole point of this, is that you can. Whatever bar you set for yourself or wish for yourself, the answer is yes. And me and Winnie want you to know that today. It's not someday, one day. It's today. Mm-hmm. If you're under the sound of our voice right now, it is for a reason.
It is right now. There is no other moment than this moment now.
Man.
And there is no other thing that you are supposed to be hearing than exactly what you are hearing right now. And what you're hearing right now is an affirmation that you're worth it, that your art is fucking priceless, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous, and you deserve to be given exactly what you have put into your art. And that energy that you're putting into your art is gold, it's magic, and that's the life you deserve. You know, your art that you're creating is pure magic, and that is what is going to be reciprocated in this life. That's what you deserve.
That's right. And you know what? We're givers. I'm a giver.
Yes.
And you know what, man? Years ago, one of my old mentors, I used to say, like, man, I'm such a giver. I got such a giver's heart. And I did. And I do.
Yeah.
Me too. But I didn't have shit. And so even though I claimed to be a giver back then. He looked at me and said, "Man, you're not a giver at all. And if you are, you're a shitty one." Dude, that fucking broke my heart. I was like, why the hell would,
why did he say
why
that?
Would you say that to me? You know what I'm saying? And it was like, you know, because I was like, man, I would give people the shirt off my back. And he was like, I know, but that's why you're not a good giver, because the only thing you have to give is the shirt on your back. You ain't got nothing else.
True at all.
Huh?
That's not true.
Well, what he was talking to me on a monetary level.
Oh, monetary. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is I didn't have any storehouses full of anything, you know what I'm saying? And so I couldn't give on a very big level. I could maybe buy someone a sandwich one day, but I could never buy a family a home because I couldn't afford. I didn't have anything, any money to the tools to have a bigger impact when I'm talking money. Now, obviously, there are so many ways to give, and I've given in every season of my life on other levels. But I guess the reason why I was touching on that is kind of if people feel guilty for making extra money than meeting their own personal needs. Because I remember people would say prayers like, "Lord, just bless my four and no more." And I thought, almost what a selfish gift, because you'd never be able to help the family next door. You know what I'm saying? And so now the guys that just want to make good money and buy toys, I ain't mad at them. But me, I've always wanted to bless others.
Yes.
And sometimes in a meeting others' needs or blessing others, if I would be limited and still am by what I can even afford, how I can meet those needs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so even growing, you know, in your own way financially to be able to do other things is important to a guy like me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I think that's a fun part of the journey as well.
Yes.
And we don't all have that heart or that desire, you know? But that's just fun for
me. It is, dude. You know? Giving is like, that's what
I'm so what about. I think what I'm segueing into that is your giver's heart and what you have done this weekend and how you've given. Because, guys, in the beginning of this, here we got my brother Winnie here, who you know his day rate's $2,500 a day. Or if he's tattooing you for 2 days in a row, he'll shave some off and it's $4,000 for 2 days in a row. You save $1,000. And he came here this weekend and he tattooed the same dude for 2 days in a row. So how'd that happen? You not make no money.
Well, I did a giveaway. I gifted this tattoo. And I mean, it's a $4,000 tattoo on a monetary level.
Yes.
What I usually would get paid for that is $4,000. And I did it for free because of a giveaway that I did. And it was even more than giving a $4,000 tattoo, because I can give so much more value than just a tattoo that's worth a dollar amount. You
that's
know what I mean?
Right.
I have so much more to give, and that's what this is about. I have a giver's heart too, you know, and I want to curate legendary experiences for people that are seriously priceless. And that, because for me, giving back is so important because I've been given so much, you know. Not, and I give back through tattooing because tattooing has given me so many golden opportunities and magical moments in my life. To give those golden opportunities and magical moments back in a big way is really important to me. And so what I did is I did a big giveaway online where the winner and plus one person got flown out to Oregon with me to this convention for a tat venture, is what I call it. My tat venture consists of waterfall hikes and bonfires, howling at the moon and skydiving and amazing art and good times and great food and cooking and laughing and sharing pure moments with people. And that giving, being able to give that to Cody, he was the winner of my contest. Being able to give that to Cody and his brother, Jason, who, by the way, he had not connected with in over 15 years.
My God.
To provide them an opportunity to connect as brothers. That alone is priceless.
Yes.
The tattoo alone was priceless. The dinners we've had alone were priceless. The fucking times we've shared, the laughs, the good cheer that we've had all so far, and we are just getting started. It's been priceless. And to be able to give this away, you know,
my goodness,
it's cool, it's fun,
you know. So here's an example. Okay, my man. When we sign up for tattoo conventions, and so many dudes are already thinking, like, who they're going to tattoo, what they're going to tattoo, and at the show and preparing their pieces. Some guys are coming to shows going hard to win an award, and the shows like this, it's hard to win an award. So some dudes' mindset's all in. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But before this show, Winnie was signed up, and he was like, you know what, this show, this year, I just want to bless somebody and give someone an amazing experience, and I want to give this, but who am I going to give it to? And so that's when he turned it into a giveaway. You said you had, like, what, a couple thousand entries? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just to pick one, you know what I'm saying, to give it away. But you know what? All the other things we've been talking about, this whole discussion leading up to this, if Winnie did not have self-confidence, if Winnie did not walk in the ability to put proper value on himself and walk in that deal, he wouldn't have been able in a position to be able to even afford to not only come here on his own dime and tattoo someone 2 days in a row for free, but to bring them out, to fly them out, to fly his crew out, to fly the dudes plus one, which happened to be his brother that he ain't seen in 15 years, and just be a blessing across the board to create an epic experience. My man couldn't even have done that if he didn't know who he was and been walking in it a while. That's what I mean. Your storehouse was full. Now you're able to give to someone else because you can, because you fucking felt like it.
My cup is full, bro. You know, my cup is full.
My God, that's power.
I should.
That's power. That's power.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It feels powerful. Not powerful in like a kind of way, but like powerful in like a
beautiful,
like enriching, fulfilling way. You know, to give someone that feeling, to make someone cry pure, happy emotions. That feels so good.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. That is what I'm talking about. And that's funny because every, you know, at our studio, every once in a while, because I love it, you know, there are all walks of life that come get tattooed by us. Our prices, you know, aren't cheap. And the average person has to prepare for that, save for that. I mean, I've got clients that, like, work their ass off and budget as a family to be able to afford to spend one day with me, and it means so much knowing that someone's given all they got, which, you know, fuck, makes me want to give, you know. So every once in a while I even get the unction, like, that we just want to randomly bless somebody, someone knowing that they came to give all they got, and at the end of the tattoo when it's time to ring them up, all of a sudden being like, yo, this one's on me today, you know what I'm saying? And to be able to have the ability to do that is fun.
It feels so good.
My God.
It is, and it's a blessing, because there wasn't a time when I could do this. There was a time when I was like begging people to get tattooed because I had to pay my bills, you know? And
that's right.
And it was just a lot different mindset. And so that means the world to be able to give that, but first you have to give that to yourself here and here.
That's right.
Because if you want to bless people, you know, with whatever it is that you do, whether it be, you know, a haircut, a tattoo, or whatever.
Yeah.
You want to bless someone else, you need to first bless yourself.
Man, come on.
With the necessary ingredients.
That's right.
To cook that shit up.
That's right. I love that shit, man. I fucking love that. And that's why I love you in your heart. Because there's so many motherfuckers that could do that and it'd never be on their radar or a thought to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So thank you for being you, man.
Thank you, bro. Jeez. I appreciate you.
My God.
Truly.
Winnie, thanks for taking time out of your day to fucking kick it and chat with me, man. It
means the world, dude. Yeah. Thank you so much for having
You're a blessing, man.
Thank you.
And I don't know, you know, hopefully this has inspired you all today.
Yes, hopefully I hope so.
Hopefully this has blessed you. Hopefully you realize, hey, this is what we're up to. This is bigger than just tattooing.
It's big, dude.
This is a lifestyle, and this is legacy. And we get to impact and be a part of the rest of people's lives.
Yes, this is love, baby. This is
it. My God. My God. Yeah,
dude, truly a blessing being here with you guys. Thank you all so much.
You're the real deal.
For watching. Thank you for having me. You are the real deal, brother.
Thank you, bro. Yes, and we're going to link up in the show notes how you can stay in touch with Winnie and follow him on his journey and his process.
Please do.
And you might want to get with him now before he doubles his prizes again.
Because I'm going to do it tomorrow. That's
right. Yeah.
Awesome.
This has been another episode with my dude, Winnie. We speak love and light to you and blessings upon each and every one of you.